Maestro Joanne Follettic conducts this weekend's Omaha Symphony Masterworks concert, but she also has a new title with the symphony until they find their next music director. What does it mean to be principal guest conductor and also to be the artistic advisor for OSO?
Well, first of all, it's a great honor because I know the orchestra. I've conducted them several times, and they are a fantastic group. Being in between music directors leave space for someone to guide through certain things like auditions, like repertoire for the next year, even inviting guest conductors. It's a role I share with the orchestra now in helping them. So the title of principal guest conductor and artistic advisor is exactly that. I'll be there on the podium for a few times, which I'm really looking forward to, but always accessible about anything that they need to know that a music director would do. And it's a great honor, frankly, Colleen. It's really an honor to be entrusted with that because this is an amazing orchestra and they're at a very important time in their growth looking for a new music director. So I am just going to cherish the experience of working with them and getting to know everyone. To be clear, I'm not the person that's going to choose the conductor. That's going to be a committee of orchestra members and board members. But I think and I hope that they are looking for someone who is a great musician, but who is also a great communicator. They will definitely choose carefully and find exactly the right person.
This weekend's concert opens with Follettic conducting what she calls 5 minutes of fun, Short Ride in a Fast Machine by John Adams, someone she says is one of our country's most astonishing and famous 20th century composers. That work is followed by what promises to be a stunning performance of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 by a rising young star in the classical piano world. Young artist George Lee makes his Omaha debut.
He's spectacular. He's one of these people who not only has prodigious technical ability, and sometimes you get that and you say, wow, that's very impressive, but his sense of phrasing, his vision, his nuance, his understanding of the music, that's what I really love about him. I just did a Rachmaninoff third with him, and every time I do something with him, I feel that I learn something beautiful about the piece. Even if I've done it, 25 times before, George always teaches me something.
And as always, the music itself is also the star at this weekend's Omaha Symphony. The concert ends with one of Russian composer Peter Tchaikovsky's most powerful works, his Symphony No. 5.
It's called his Fate Symphony. He's talking about how fate rules our lives and how, we struggle. We will struggle. We will have difficult times in our life, but we have the possibility of joy and happiness. And it goes from a very dark beginning to a blazing finale of happiness. So I can't wait. It's one of my favorites, and I know the orchestra will play it brilliantly.
For KVNO's Arts Today, I'm Colleen Cook.